From the News Center, a news focus.
This evening, we talk about Emergency Medical Services Week. A resolution passed by the state Senate recognized this past week in Pennsylvania to honor this group of first responders. Senator Pat Stefano said that EMS workers deserve great thanks as they provide life-saving care, and that care often is provided at great risk to themselves.
From ambulance attendants and paramedics to firefighters, police officers, and emergency room doctors and nurses render aid around the clock in the wake of sudden, life-threatening illnesses or injuries. Access to high-quality emergency care significantly improves a patient's recovery process and chances of survival. As such, all first responders are intrinsically tied together. And when they do work together, their combined efforts makes our communities stronger. They're always there for us, 24/7, 365. I am honored to serve as chairman of the Senate Veteran Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee, and I am working with Senator Muth and our committee on a number of measures that would help us sustain the EMS profession, which has been in a difficult situation prior to the pandemic, and even more so now.
Again, that was Senator Pat Stefano, who chairs the Senate Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee. He said the committee is working on a number of measures to help the state's EMS providers, who have always faced challenges even before the pandemic exacerbated them. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.